It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack on Thursday said it's examining evidence that Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk of Georgia led a tour of the building the day before the riot. Republican lawmakers have said security footage indicated there were, quote, no tours, no one with MAGA hats on at the Capitol complex the day before the insurrection. Well, the chair of the committee, Benny Thompson, and vice chair, Liz Cheney, said in a letter requesting Loudermilk's voluntary cooperation that evidence suggests that he led a tour on January 5th, raising questions about whether outside groups gathered information about the Capitol's layout before the attack. Now you can mark your calendars for June 9th. That's less than 3 weeks away. That's when the televised hearings begin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday said that Donbas is completely destroyed as a result of Russia's constant strikes. Donbas is the heartland region that blankets much of eastern Ukraine and has been at the front of the country's conflict with Russia since 2014. Zelensky said, quote, the bombing and shelling of other cities, the air and missile strikes of the Russian army, all of this is not just fighting during the war. This is a deliberate and criminal attempt to kill as many Ukrainians as possible. And it just doesn't end. Back in D.C., the Senate on Thursday approved a $40 billion military and humanitarian aid package for Ukraine. The measure now goes to President Biden for his signature. It includes $24 billion for Ukrainian forces, $5 billion for countries hurt by disrupted Ukrainian crop exports, and more. The Senate vote was 86 to 11. Of course, all 11 were Republicans, many of whom balked at the price tag. The House on Thursday voted on the Access to Baby Formula Act. That's legislation to ensure that families in need can buy formula with WIC benefits during a public health emergency or supply chain breakdown. It passed overwhelmingly, almost unanimously, except for 9 Republicans, who apparently hate Democrats much more than they love babies, I guess. It was the usual suspects, too. Representatives Andy Bigg, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Clay Higgins, Thomas Massey, and Chip Roy. I guess Madison Cawthorn was still crying in his beer. Anyway, it passed unanimously in the Senate and now goes to the president for his signature. Speaking of the president, he also invoked the Defense Production Act to try to speed up more baby formula to get to the empty shelves. Members of the administration acknowledge that the shortage will likely continue into June. Speaking of the president, he's now arrived in South Korea on Friday, starting a 5-day tour of Asia, the first such trip of his presidency. In his first speech in South Korea, Biden calls for Congress to approve a bill seeking to boost U.S. competitiveness against China. Before he left D.C., the president met with the Swedish prime minister and the Finnish president at the White House to discuss their applications to join NATO, Biden saying Finland and Sweden make NATO stronger. The president of Turkey, Erdogan, announced on Thursday that he will oppose the NATO expansion. He says Finland and Sweden have supported groups Turkey considers to be terrorists, including the Kurdistan Workers' Party. NATO said it's working to address Erdogan's stated concern. Now, as if you don't already have enough to worry about, let me add this to your stack. The expanded Affordable Care Act subsidies that Democrats put in place during the pandemic are set to expire at the end of the year. And there's concern that Congress won't be able to renew them. That could lead to the premiums of 13 million Americans to all of a sudden just leap with really bad timing, because they'd start receiving notices about their premium increases in October, right around the time they start to cast their midterm ballots. And as of now, there appears to be really only one way for Democrats to extend those subsidies. That would be the long-discussed reconciliation deal the party's still trying to strike with, say it with me, Senator Joe Manchin. Now, of course, Affordable Care Act subsidies are not one of the areas Manchin has said he wants a bill to focus on because, well, Manchin. And finally, can we put Elon Musk on one of his rockets and launch him into outer space? According to interviews and documents obtained by Insider, SpaceX reportedly paid a flight attendant $250,000 to settle a sexual misconduct claim against the company founder back in 2018. The woman worked for SpaceX's corporate jet fleet and accused Musk of exposing his, quote, erect penis to her, rubbing her leg without consent, and offering to buy her a horse in exchange for an erotic massage. Seriously. The incident allegedly occurred in 2016. Musk called the story a politically motivated hit piece. But then he gleefully tweeted that the story should now be referred to as Elongate. Get it? Ew. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.